Track 7, Beacon News. Beacon Service User Case Study. Beacon Service User Joan Ansell shares her story and tells of a positive impact Beacon has had on her life. Joan is supported at our centre in Stourbridge and takes part in a range of activities such as art and craft, gardening and lots more. Before Joan was referred to Beacon, she used to work in tailoring, making civilian clothes and military uniforms, which she says she loved doing. After finding out she had macular degeneration, Joan refused treatment because there was a likelihood she could suffer a stroke. Joan says, "I currently take tablets to manage the condition, but I refuse the treatment because of further complications. My daughter found out about Beacon through the internet. And when I went in for an interview, I immediately liked it." Before coming to Beacon, Joan was lonely and didn't get out much or socialise. But this has all changed. She now enjoys socialising with others at the centre as it helps her with social support. Beacon provides Joan with activities which she wouldn't normally have access to, allowing her to get the most out of her day. She said she feels comfortable at Beacon because the atmosphere is supportive and friendly. She particularly enjoys the arts and crafts activities because they bring out her creative side and remind her of her past. She said she always feels excited when she comes to Beacon. She looks forward to doing amazing things at the centre, which help to stimulate her physical and mental well-being. Beacon is a place for everyone. Our services help people to realise their full potential. To find out more, email inquiries@beaconvision.org.